The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
The Buddha says, be it pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, one's own or another's, one knows them all as ill, deceitful, effervescent, seeing how they impinge again, again, and disappear. One wins detachment from the feelings, passion free. Settling. And willingly opening to this reality of sense contact. The knowing mind, the sensitive mind, is open to sounds and sights and thoughts and sensations, any phenomena that does arise and is known. This is the world of contact, sense, experience. And born right with sense contact is feeling the pleasantness, the unpleasantness, and the neither pleasant nor unpleasantness that arises with each sense contact, each impingement. Each time the sensitive heart is touched by experience. And as that quote I just read suggests, notice both the unfolding of these moments of sense contact, and this unfolding, this great river of feeling that comes and goes with each sense experience. Pleasant, neutral, unpleasant. Intimate with contact, intimate with the feeling, but learning the heart, the mind doesn't need to be pushed around by the feelings that come and go, by the quality of the feeling. Learning not to be afraid of being vulnerable, being open to feeling. For tonight, instead of immediately returning the attention to your meditation object, instead allow whatever is predominant to be known. And in particular, if there are unpleasant sensations, ordinary but unpleasant sensations like stiffness or hardness, heaviness, restlessness, recognize these sense experiences, these moments of contact, and the unpleasantness of this contact. And although experience, in moments at least, is unpleasant, it possible not to react by getting tight or resistant or obsessing? The Buddha might consider shooting the second arrow. You shoot the second arrow by trying to control the experience, by trying to deny it, by trying to turn toward something pleasant instead, as a way of avoiding the unpleasant. There are many different ways to shoot that second arrow, and they all involve a pushing away, closing down, or getting tight. And help to learn to recognize that sense contact and the experience of feeling is a flow, a river, always unfolding, changing, never fixed. This recognition helps the mind trust and relax. Remember, it's safe for the mind and the body to be soft, receptive. It's safe to allow everything to move, to come and go. Just because some experience, some sense contact, or the feeling associated with sense contact, just because it has the appearance of being solid and permanent, doesn't mean that that's actually the way that it is. So we need to be willing to relax and to allow the mind to become more clear, more intimate, more truthful as it opens and connects and allows the experience to reveal itself, express its underlying nature as something that is unfolding, changing. contemplating in such a simple and direct way. What is the experience of unpleasant sense contact? When wisdom and awareness opens to that experience, what is pain when there is no resistance or when the mind isn't taking it as being mine, belonging to me, happening to me? What is that experience, that experiencing of painful sensation when there's no resistance? As if these unpleasant sensations were to continue to arise forever, to bring an attitude, find an attitude that's not in a hurry for things to be different. It's not just about bearing with painful sensations and learning to be with the painful sensations and become more intimate. It supports this transformation of understanding, like how the mind understands or what the mind, how the mind takes painful sensations, takes what it takes those sensations to be. That can radically shift. Even when the mind is resisting, struggling in different ways, you take the opportunity to recognize the second arrow. There's the unpleasantness, and then there's the resistance to the unpleasantness, which is also unpleasant. Oh, this is what the Buddha's talking about, the second arrow. Moment, recognize its dysfunction. It's not helpful. Very simple. While breathing in, aware of the feeling that is arising with whatever sense contacts are predominant in the moment. And while breathing out, simply being sensitive, awake to any feelings that are arising in conjunction with predominant sense experience. And in that knowing of the feeling, notice when the second arrow is shot and the mind is pushed around or reacts to feeling and the unpleasantness of that reaction itself. That's the second arrow. The experience of feeling itself is not a problem, it's nature. For there to be a feeling associated with our sense experiences, that's natural. How to be intimate with feeling without the experience of being pushed around, burdened by it. Since she'd come, look for work, was not seeking favor, or time and day, and a place to stay, till no hands for labor. Saved enough to get back home, frame a place for winter. But her dreams were denied, her part of the past, her words come down the fence. So she turned the horn out on the street. For the last few minutes, we're remembering that the Buddha emphasized that it's the understanding, the clear understanding of feeling and the reality of not grasping or not being pushed around by feeling, that is the direct cause for happiness, the happiness of non-grasping, happiness of not struggling with the conditions. On the one hand, being radically intimate with the body and mind now, and on the other hand, not needing to make anything happen, not needing to get rid of anything or fix anything, letting everything be.
would sound like a star. Ladies were paying paid. One night, we needed wine.